On the line now, I have Damien Young, and he's the CEO of Zeus Scooters. Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, yeah. So, forgive me. I've been in studio, so I forget that it's moved on.
The time has moved.
Sorry, very sorry about that. Now, Zeus Scooters, tell me about them. You're looking at having 7,000 of the e-scooters on the roads by the end of 2021. And you're making big inroads in Germany, and you have your eyes on the UK.
That's right, yeah. So we only set up this business back in September of last year, and already we've made fantastic strides. We've designed the scooter from scratch, we've built the software around it, and we started to enter the German market. So we've conquered some of the German market. We launched in Heidelberg in June of this year, and we have 9 further cities actually lined up in Germany over the next number of months. But we're also eyeing the Irish market when legislation changes, but also the UK market, as you mentioned. So we're hoping to move into the UK market over 2020 and 2021 as well.
Well, believe it or not, I'm hoping to be chatting with Deputy Nessa Horrigan in a, you know, about 15, 20 minutes. And I'll certainly ask her about it, because I know she has put down a question in the Dáil about best practice guidelines for local authorities re pedestrian and cycling measures. And I certainly hope she'll be asking about changes in the law for e-scooters.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, the European market is probably 1 year ahead of us now. They have all entered new legislation. The UK market changed their legislation, fast-tracked it actually post-COVID because of the pressure on traditional forms of transport. And as a result, the electric scooters, they expect to have about 90,000 electric scooters on the streets of UK cities by the end of this year. It makes a lot of sense. It makes sense from an environment point of view. It makes sense from a commuter point of view. But it also makes even more sense now in a post-COVID world where you have stress on traditional transport. So we're really hoping that the Irish government can also fast-track this. You know, maybe we might see a bit of congestion relief in our cities in Ireland.
Well, we certainly could do with that. Tell me, how does it? Are these scooters for private ownership, you know, the purchase, or are they like the Dublin bike scheme?
Yeah, they're more like the Dublin bike scheme. So they are what they call a scooter sharing scheme. The scooters don't require stands, so they are what they call free floating. So they're available every street of every city. And customers, they just download the app, they scan the scooter to unlock it, and then they use it for that kind of last mile transport. And they're charged for the time that they use rather than the distance. And it's fairly small. It's a fraction of what a taxi would cost.
And tell me, how do these scooters charge if they're out on the street all day? How do they actually charge?
So Zeus Scooters has introduced an entire fleet with swappable batteries. So we don't need to take the scooters off the streets. We can send operatives who change the battery and put a fresh charge battery into them. And that only takes a couple of minutes. And that scooter is ready to go for another 3 or 4 days. So it's a very efficient system that we've built, and it's very good software, and the scooter itself is unique. You won't see another scooter like this on a shared scheme anywhere in the world.
And I'm not asking you to divulge any trade secrets here, but does the scooter send back a signal to its base saying, I'm running low on power?
Yeah, what we have in the scooter, there's a brain in the scooter called the IoT, which effectively talks to our back-end system. So we know the speed of the scooter, we can change the speed, we know when the battery is running low, we know what location's at because it tracks on the GPS. So really, the user with their app is using it like a remote control. And the brain in the scooter has all the technology to understand locations and functionality and so on.
And I know at the moment there's no real legislation covering these in this country. What is needed to get them safely onto the streets here in Ireland?
So it's a little bit of a quirk because these vehicles are classed as mechanically propelled vehicles. Under Irish law, mechanically propelled vehicles will require insurance. They require a driver's license, and they require some sort of road tax in addition. So same as a car or a motorbike. Unfortunately, there is no insurance category for electric scooters. There is no license category for electric scooters. There is no tax category for electric scooters. So the government need to specifically legislate for these type of micro-mobility means under either new legislation or a change in existing legislation to cater for these. In Germany, for example, they introduced legislation in June 2019, which is a very specific law around micro-mobility that set out the guidelines. So the guidelines for maximum speed, where they can drive, whether the driver, the rider needs a helmet, the minimum age, and so on. So it's very, very clear in European countries what's required. In Ireland, what I would hope is that they introduce legislation that will allow electric scooters to ride on cycle lanes and some roads, and require users, not to have a specific driver's license. Because these things don't go any faster than bicycles, but they do need regulation around them so that they are legal on our public roads.
And tell me, when you mentioned the thing of the mechanically propelled, does that also stand for electric bikes?
No, funnily enough, electric bikes require you to pedal in order to get them going. So therefore, they fall under the category of bicycles, as opposed to electric bikes, as opposed to mechanically propelled vehicles. With an electric scooter, the only thing you need to do is just kick it a little bit to start it. But other than that, then you control the acceleration. Electric bikes are a little bit different, so they fall into a different category.
I was wondering what the difference there was. I certainly hope we'll see them on our streets soon enough. I know you have people have electric scooters, but I've also seen them being pulled up by the guards and told that they're not meant to be on the roads. But what I was going to ask you there was, how come an Irish company, given that they're not, shall we say, in brackets, legal in this country, how come an Irish company is leading the way?
Well, I suppose we have been born global, so we started our operations in Germany. I suppose we did want to go into the Irish market, but unfortunately, as a fast-moving enterprise that we are, we don't have time to wait for just Irish legislation. So we are taking advantage of the fact that this market is growing worldwide, and we've entered into Europe to start, but we would hope to be back in our home town very soon once the legislation is passed.
And Germany, how did you, you're doing really well in Germany, how did you get into that market?
We selected Germany because of the legislative position, that they had very clear legal requirements for electric scooters. And we challenged ourselves to set the bar high for our company by going through very, very rigorous testing for German road standards, which we achieved this year. So we were the first Irish company to receive a license to operate type of vehicle in Germany. So we decided that was the kind of the way we wanted to go in terms of setting that bar high, and then allowing us then to enter other markets in Europe with relative ease in terms of the quality and standards of what we're providing. So Germany was really that kind of challenge statement that we set ourselves, and we, as you say, have been very successful in expanding the footprint that we will have in Germany.
And one thing I was going to ask you, I know, I think it was in, I saw it on Euronews, there was a bit of some issues in, I think it was in somewhere in Holland, the electric scooters on footpaths.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain jurisdictions. In Germany, you are allowed to go on certain footpaths in Germany. But that's because their infrastructure is built for that. Their infrastructure is built for people cycling and so on. And the German legislation allows electric scooters on certain footpaths. I don't suppose that that will be the case in Ireland. And in other jurisdictions, they have restricted the use of electric scooters to just cycle lanes and edge side of roads. So, you know, it depends really on the country, but I would suspect that in Holland, these footpaths were not designed for electric scooters, and therefore they shouldn't be allowed on those footpaths.
Now, just in case any of our listeners are interested, how can they support you in getting this through, getting legislation through here?
Well, we're on social media, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You know, I suppose messages of support to try to get this legislation changed and changed rapidly, like they have done in the UK, would be more than welcome. I think that the wheels are in motion. Last year, the RSA did a review of this and made a series of recommendations. The government went out with a public consultation, which closed last November. But unfortunately, we've had, well, I suppose, lack of government and the COVID crisis that has prevented this moving forward. But I do believe that the wheels are in motion, but maybe we just need to speed those wheels up a little bit.
Damien, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking my call, and I know I got you a little bit earlier.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Now, that was Damien Young, the CEO of Zeus Scooters, and hopefully we'll see them on our roads soon enough.